The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, September the 4th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. The Brexit debate rages on in the UK, plus protecting students from unsafe water. The UK Parliament is trying to block a so-called no-deal Brexit, defying Boris Johnson and handing that new Prime Minister his first legislative defeat. According to Vox, on Tuesday, Parliament voted 328-301 to seize control so it could debate a bill that would attempt to prevent the UK from leaving the European Union without a plan in place by October the 31st. About 20 members of Johnson's Conservative Party rebelled against him for the vote. The vote was greeted with cheers and cries of, "Not a good start, Boris." A consumer group says Arizona schools need to do more to protect students. That after the state found unsafe levels of lead in almost half the water taps tested in the state schools.
The most recent study, based on data from the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, cites dangerous levels of lead in drinking water in 48% of more than 13,000 taps tested in schools across the state. Diane Brown with the Arizona Public Interest Research Group Education Fund says the effects of lead on young children are well documented and kids shouldn't be exposed to it.
Lead is a potent neurotoxin that impairs how children learn, grow, and behave. Lead has been linked to loss of IQ points, increased hyperactivity, and damage to the nervous system.
Brown points out that Arizona's safe drinking water standards are far below those recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics. She says given the widespread use of lead in faucets, fountains, and plumbing, Arizona's poor test results could indicate even more problems. Mark Richardson reporting.
Both school and state officials are working with Congress to see that more funds are available to focus on clean drinking water for Arizona students. And 18 counties in northern Wisconsin will be the focus for chronic wasting disease surveillance this year.
Deer hunting season starts in less than 2 weeks for archery and crossbow hunters, and they're being asked to be on the lookout for signs of chronic wasting disease in deer. The DNR is forming a partnership with the Wisconsin Conservation Congress in its effort to control the fatal brain disease. Natural Resources Board Vice Chairman Greg Kazmersky says there is no cure for CWD right now.
All we can do is manage the disease until science comes through.
CWD sampling sites will be offered at several locations in the state. Hunters are being reminded that the testing is being done on adult deer because older animals are more likely to test positive. Kazmersky says disposal of infected deer carcasses is very important. I'm Dale Forbus for Public News Service.
This is PNS. The ice cream maker Ben & Jerry's says everyone deserves the sweet taste of justice. They want its new flavor to call attention to what the company founders see as a structural racism in the criminal justice system.
The Vermont-based company announced the Justice Remixed flavor on Tuesday, along with plans to give a portion of the sale proceeds to support the Advancement Project National Office. It's a multiracial civil rights group that works with local grassroots organizers on racial justice issues. Judith Brown Deanis runs the group and says the partnership represents thinking outside the box about what justice could be and driving the conversation with a treat.
And it's got cinnamon and chocolate and vanilla ice cream. And so it really is a total reimagining of the kinds of sweet treats that people want, bringing them together and blending them.
Youth members at the Power Youth Center for Social Change will attend tonight's Miami-Dade School Board meeting, where they'll call for restorative justice practices in schools to help curb what's known as the school-to-prison pipeline. They'll also share free samples of the ice cream. According to a report from the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida, only 20% of Miami-Dade students are black, but black students account for more than half of all arrests within the district. Deanis says young Floridians are calling for change.
Young people realize that the school-to-prison pipeline is cutting off their opportunities and that it's unfair that black and brown students are being criminalized in the school system.
For Public News Service, I'm Tremel Gomes.
Finally, Ross Brown tells us South Dakota is among the 10 states with the highest alcohol consumption per capita. That's according to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. A new study says women make up a higher percentage of people who drink than in past generations.
The Iowa State University study found the highest alcohol use among women who are white, middle class, and college educated. Lead researcher Susan Stewart says her findings mirror data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that show life expectancy is on the decline for the first time since World War I.
Women's life expectancy, like men's, has leveled off, and part of that leveling off has to do with increased alcohol consumption.
The 2018 top 10 ranking showed residents of Western states have increased their alcohol use the most by 1.7% compared to a 0.5% in the Midwest. I'm Roz Brown.
By the way, Stewart says when you look back to cigarettes like Virginia Slims marketed to women in the 50s and 60s, women and men began to smoke at similar rates. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and you will find us online at publicnewsservice.org.